and took a hot nail and drilled through the broomstick and made a hole in his broomstick, and he run that wire through that hole and made a handle to hold the handle so the wire don't cut your hand. We had tops of bathing like that too, wooden barrels. You just cut the top of the barrels off.
What was run around the barrel that hold the stays in place?
It was a galvanized ring.
Yeah, then put
hooks. But it was a flat tin. Some of them had the round wire, but most of them had just a flat tin band around it, two of them around it.
Yeah.
A flat a tin around the barrel.
Yeah.
And we used to buy butter when Mama didn't churn it. You know, as we grew older and she didn't need food to churn the butter anymore, you could buy butter then in little cags. Well, wooden buckets, I say.
Yeah.
Wooden buckets. You called it butter cag. And you take that little bucket and you would take the top, you know, the top off it, and you drill a hole in there, and you take off. You know, like the baby brooms, these brooms, toy brooms for children? You take a handle off of that, and you make a little hole in there, and you put it there, and you make a big dipper with that.
Hmm.
To dip you on.
What sort of container do you use to carry food out to the animals in? You know, you keep this around the kitchen, and you put all this stuff in there, and that was called
a... It was a dish pan. We had a big granny pan. You call that a dish pan, and we used to carry it in that.
All the dish water, like you said earlier.
We take the water and pour it out of the dish pan into the wooden bucket or the galvanized bucket. We kept a bucket by the sink, and when we threw it, pour it in that and bring it out.
And that was called a what?
Water pail.
That bucket was called a
water pail.
Okay. Then what did you fry eggs in?
A skillet, a frying pan. We had iron frying pans, and we call that a skillet. And you fry them in that. And we had big iron pots. Some of them was called a kettle.
Okay.
Some was called just an iron tub. You cook in that. In those days, the pots look like what you bathe in now. Some of those pots we use now, I see people using to put plants in them.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Vance, when you were setting the table, you put a fork at each place, you put a...
Oh, yeah.
Fork.
We would put a fork and a knife, a teaspoon, and a salad fork at each plate. And we all had our own napkins. My mother bought linen, and she made napkins. She hemmed them, rolled hemmed all around. And each one of us had our own napkin ring. You know what a soup bone is?
Yeah.
All right.
She's baking.
We take, after we finish the soup, my daddy take the bone with the round hole in it, get all that marrow out. He'd take his pocket knife. He'd clean all that out. And he would cut that bone in little rings.
You got all the marrow out of it.
Yeah. He cut that bone in little rings, and he soaped it good. He sandpaper, soaped it good. And each one of us had our initial, and we was allowed to use each other's bone. That bone was called a napkin ring. We had our own thing. When you shellac, not shellac, when you sandpaper, it's pretty and white.
You got your... Inside, you got your water from the faucet, you said. Outside, you'd have a what? You might have outside.
Well, after we started putting sewage in, we had outside faucets.
Yes.
And a hose pipe.
You call that a what? The place where...
Faucet.
Or a stick, you know, a...
Well, as we grow older, we call it a laundry room. You know, we had those big tubs made out of concrete.
Yeah.
Two tubs side and side. Well, we had that in a laundry room. It's a little room in the backyard.